listened to your single lately,
mm-hmm.
and your voice doesn't match your physique.
Yeah.
I was expecting a guy with, like, you know, a big, like, Fu Manchu leather jacket. Like, yeah. you're pretty rough and tumble.
Sure, sure.
So what was the inspiration? What's the inspiration behind your vocal tendencies?
All the songs come from a real place, and, you know, man, I'm 32 years old. I grew up, you know, this is my, like I said, my fifth record, and, you know, I've been through it. You know what I'm saying? I think one thing that is great about the songs on Losing All and Lately especially is there's a lot of life experience in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're singing about some heavy topics on the record, you know, drug addiction, faith, and, you know, death, losing people you love, and it's like, you know, when we sing about those things, man, I try to push the emotion out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think that's where it comes from, man. It comes from a true place. And I think in rock and roll, for music to be truly rock and roll, it's got to be dirty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
And like nothing disgusts me more than hearing, you know, like pristine, clean, perfect rock music. Because it's not rock and roll to me. So that's why the voice has the grit in it.
Yeah, you have a definite rasp to your voice.
Yeah.
Was there someone growing up that you were like, yeah, this is the guy that I kind of want to sound like?
Well, you know, I grew up listening to Metallica and Pantera and Nirvana and Alice in Chains and, you know, all of those bands. Like, I guess my favorite singers in the world are like, you know, the guys who can't sing great. Like, you know, like I'll say... Well, they're not proper singers. They sing great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
they're not,
you know,
classically trained, so to speak.
Right, right. The Johnny Cashes and the Willie Nelsons. And you know, so I just try to be true to my voice, man.
I definitely heard some tinges of, like, not exactly, because he's a little bit more pristine, but, like, Chad Kroeger meets, like, Hetfield.
Sure, yeah, man.
Yeah,
I mean, I grew up listening to all those guys. And, you know, definitely with this record, we love 90s music, dude. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, Grunge Band, Soundgarden, STP and Alice in Chains. So we're definitely trying to take it back to that, you
mm-hmm.
know, with Losing and All.
How's the songwriting process for you guys? Do you guys collaborate, or do you have more like a Lars and James kind of thing, like we do it and you guys stay to the side? Like, what's your style?
No, it's just definitely collaboration. I mean, everybody brings their own pieces to the table,
mm-hmm.
and then it's got to go through the grinder of, you know, I respect everybody in the band. Everybody has pristine musical taste,
mm-hmm.
and if I bring an idea in, it's got to go through them.
Yeah,
and either they go, "Oh, that's cool," or "Oh, it's not so cool." And we just kind of use each other to bounce ideas off of, and but we all write. You know, I mean, this is our third record together, and this record more than any is everyone bringing something to the table. You know.
So did that make it more special than the other two that you guys did together?
Definitely, because I mean, we were still a young band as we were doing the other records. And, you know, man, there's a lot of freedom in having everybody bringing something to the table. And at the same time, you've got to really keep your pride in check. Because you may bring something to the table that you think is amazing,
mm-hmm.
and it may not make it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And, I write a lot of the vocal, a lot of the lyrics and a lot of the melodies. But some of the best songs on this record, I didn't write the lyrics, there were great lyrics and great melodies that I didn't write, you know, so
mm-hmm.
It's good stuff, man.
Okay, 5 years from now, someone was to pick up, you know, Losing All,
mm-hmm.
what would you want them to take from it? Because, I mean, now you obviously want, like, the buzz, you want the hot stuff,
sure.
but, you know, a couple of years from now, when, like, the buzz kind of died down, you guys are another album in the works,
sure.
looking back, what would you want them to expect from Losing All?
I just want them to hear the songs, man. Like, I think what separates this record from a lot of corporate rock
mm-hmm.
is there are a lot of songs. Every song on this record, it comes from a real place. And I think 5 years from now, if somebody picks up that record for the first time, that it will still connect. And that's what I want it to do, man. You know, as a writer, I just want to be honest. And I want people, I want to connect with people. And I believe that's what's happening. You know?
Okay. How long did it take to write these songs? I mean, obviously, when you're writing from a place and you're not writing corporate rock and you're not looking for rhymes or some kind of formula, it takes a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So how long did it take you guys to put all this together?
3 years, man. 3 years. You know, we stepped away from our last record deal about 3 years ago, and we changed our management, changed our booking agency, changed the labels. And in that time, you know, the music industry just kind of turned its back on us, you know. And in that time, man, we just started writing, man. And what was great about this record is all very organic. We raised the money online to record the record ourselves.
Wow.
You know, raised $15,000 from our fans, went and recorded the record, and then Razor and Ty partnered with us and, you know, mixed the record for us and then put the record out. But it all came from an organic place, man, and, it took a while, man. It took a while. You know, in that time, man, you know, I was going through a divorce at the time, you know, and, you know, writing about that, and, you know, it's pretty heavy, man. Pretty heavy.
Did that help you in the writing process, though? I mean, because, I mean, you ask any writer, they're fueled by their experiences, and it kind of helps them get through the tough times. So was this kind of refreshing for you to be in the middle of writing while that was going on?
I mean, the material definitely came about. It was refreshing because it was the hardest thing I've ever done, you know. But it definitely, you know, pain creates great art, you know, and that's what a lot of people, most people connect with in music is when you figure out you're going through something and when the loneliness that you feel, you realize other people feel that too, that's what makes music great is because you learn you're not alone inside of that. You realize this guy, like me, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, you realize this guy in Nashville, Tennessee is going through exactly what I'm going through in New York, you know, and you go, wow. Life doesn't suck as bad.
Yeah. You guys raised the money for this album, and you got associated with Razor Ty. If you're a rocker, you're used to being up late at night, watching bad TV, watching Cartoon Network and things like that, and you always see the Monster Ballads album, the commercials and things like that, you know, the Warrant Heaven and things like all that kind of stuff. What does it mean for you guys to be associated with a group like Razor Ty?
You know, man, I really didn't connect. I didn't know that they were doing those records for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But my experience with Razor and Ty has just been there's a lot of people from the music industry that've been around the block,
mm-hmm.
and they know music, you know. And I'm stoked to be with a company that has so many experienced music veterans, mm-hmm. you know, and. You know, the fact that Razor and Ty is as profitable as it is mm-hmm. in a time where, you know, record companies are closing down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the fact that they know how to make money on the Monster Ballads and all the compilations they do, it tells me that they are staying ahead of the game and learning how to make money in different ways than conventional record companies have in the past. Mm-hmm. So that makes me very excited because, you know, it's a constantly changing market and music market, and they know how to make profit, man. So that makes me happy. You know?
Did they have any direct influence? I mean, because you guys recorded the album mm-hmm. yourself. So, I mean, what did they do anything that kind of set the album apart or put it on a better track or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, man, a number of things, man. I mean, you know, Becca Tischer is our A&R lady, and she's the head of A&R. She's awesome, man. And, you know, we had recorded probably 20 songs, and, you know, for us, the songs were, they're like children.
Yeah,
people
say
that
babies,
all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we loved every one of them, but we definitely used Becca to help choose the songs for the record. And also, man, I mean, we originally had mixed the album ourselves, and the mixes, you know, along with our producer, and the mixes just weren't they weren't to the level that we wanted them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then Becca really pushed for us to mix with, don't put it in here that I could remember his name, Mark Needham. You know, and man, when Mark Needham got a hold of the project, he took it to a whole other level, man. And, you know, I trust Becca's ears, and you know, that's why it's a great relationship. She's helped us with a number of things in the last couple months, and I'm proud to be a part of this team.
Okay, you mentioned that the album is very organic and you're proud of it, but what was your favorite part of producing this album and just getting everything out there?
I would say just, there were songs that were just ideas before we went into the studio. Mm-hmm. That ended up becoming some of my favorite songs on the record. And I guess watching the development of those songs, because when you're a writer, and you know this from your experience, you're not sure if your creative flow is connecting.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can do a piece and you look back on it and go, wow, that did connect, and you feel some fulfillment from
that. Absolutely.
And that was the greatest part, man. Like this song, Long Highway, and there's a Landslide, and Dark Hills. All these songs were just ideas we were in, and they end up becoming some of the best songs on the record.
Okay. As far as the influences in the rest of the band go, because we talked about your influences and things like that, how did the influences of the band influence the rest of the CD? Like, does the rest of the band have eclectic taste? Are you guys like kind of all over the place?
Yeah,
and then you kind of bring it all back?
Yeah, we're not really all over the place because I think we're pretty focused. Like, Zach is very much influenced by Jimmy Chamberlain of Smashing Pumpkins and Judas, but he's also influenced by Dave Grohl and John Bonham.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pangallo brothers, they grew up, their father was a guitarist, and he pretty much force-fed them Cream and the Beatles.
Yeah.
Like, that was it. Like, pretty much it was to the Cream and the Beatles their whole entire lives. And, I've just always been a rocker, but that's what makes the band what it is I think there's very tasteful influences on the record. And I think we bring that to every song, And our producer, Rogers Masson, he said, anytime you can show your influences and give homage to them, he said it's always a good thing. So that's what we try to do.
Okay, is there anything you want, like, the fans or new fans that are just listening to this album or just getting accustomed to you guys that you would want them to know about you guys to kind of entice them to listen to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say, people that are just tired of rock records that don't connect, man. Like, when I was growing up, man, there was Soundgarden and Marilyn Manson and Metallica, all these bands, but they were putting out great records. And I feel like in the last 10 years, rock, there's not been a lot of great new rock records. There may be a few good songs on a record, but there's not a lot of great records. And this record, from front to back, is our blood, sweat, and soul put into it. And, I think it's a genuine record. So I would say if you're out there looking for genuine hard rock, check it out.
So do you think that the mediocrity that's in the field right now kind of motivated you guys?
Definitely, man. Because I haven't bought a new band's record in the last probably 10 years. Very few. I've bought a few, but I mean,
it's just so easy now, especially you download the songs that you want.
That's it, man. I mean, the last band that I know of putting out, great records that was after the grunge era was, Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah.
I buy a Queens of the Stone Age record, I know what I'm getting, something mm-hmm. great.
Yeah.
And, I love Foo Fighters. I love, of course, the new Alice in Chains and mm-hmm. STP's coming out with a new record. Those records still get me off, man. Mm-hmm. I love them. Love them.
Okay, is there anything that you want to say about yourself? Like, just to kind of sell yourself to the fans? Like, kind of tell them about yourself or anything like that makes you unique?
Nah, I don't feel that unique. I just do what I do, man. Like, music to me is just about being honest. And, I feel like I'm like everybody. I'm a normal person struggling to survive in a crazy world. And, and that's okay.
As far as the album, when is it being released in it? Are you guys planning a tour or anything
like
that?
It just came out 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And we're on tour with a couple of bands, Cold and Nonpoint. We're on tour with
them. Oh, Nonpoint, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Man. And we just did our first show last night.
Nice. Where'd you guys play?
We played in North Carolina.
Oh, wow. North Carolina to New York.
Yeah, Raleigh, North Carolina. Uh-huh. And we'll play it tomorrow night at somewhere in New Jersey. If you guys want to go, you're more welcome. So,
sweet.
Yeah, man. So, okay. Yeah, catch us on the tour, man. We're starting to tweet. You know, I did my first tweet today.
Yeah, it's addicting. Yeah.
Yeah. I did that today. And, of course, we have the MySpace and we have the Facebooks and all that. So, just connect with us, man, and check out the music.
All right.